On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us how addicted he is to being busy and how ridiculous it all is.
This is not a good day for a flat tire. I heard a friend say this to no one in particular. Here in Mobile, there were lots of flat tires in the days following Hurricane Sally. The tire stores were busy, and she was frustrated not only by the flat, but by the wait she'd have to deal with at the tire store. Let me ask you this. When is a good day for a flat tire? Have you ever gotten out of bed and said, if I'm going to get a flat tire, today's the perfect day? No one's ever said that. We start each day by reviewing our plans, checking our schedules, thinking through the different things we have to do. And then in our mind, we etch that schedule into stone. We protect it. This is how my day will unfold, we say. This is a list of the things I'll do, so that at the end of the day, I'll feel like I've accomplished something. To use a football metaphor, if I accomplish these things, if I fill the schedule along the way and get more lists and more to-dos and more appointments and more meetings, at the end of the day, I'll feel like I've moved the ball forward. Forward towards what, though? That's a good question. It's a big question. This has been said many different ways before. In our world today, we're addicted to being busy, to feeling busy, to feeling like our busyness matters. In order to feel normal, to feel like we fit in, like we're an active participant in this great game of life, we make ourselves busy. It gives us self-worth. We feel valuable. Busyness is a drug. And being busy isn't simply enough. What's the point of being busy if there's no one to tell? We imply our value through the code of busyness talk, and we all do it. So often it begins with an apology, like I'm sorry I'm late, or I'm sorry I couldn't answer your call, or I'm sorry for having to cancel lunch. Or it's the preamble chatter to every one of my conference calls or Zoom calls. I ask, so what's going on? And I wait for them to tell me how busy they are. They all do it. We all do it. And we say it as if our busyness is somehow exceptional. I've just been so busy. Find me someone today who isn't busy. It's impossible. When I step out of this world of busyness I've created for myself, even if only for a moment, it becomes painfully obvious how unimportant I am. My clients find new solutions to the problems I propose to fix. My kids find food, they find rides, they find solutions to homework. My friends still gather without me. And it's then, when I realize how unimportant I am, everything I take on every day becomes a bit sweeter, more meaningful, a bit more pleasant, even to the point of today being a good day for a flat tire. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.